Blog Talk Radio. the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
From this time forth and forevermore, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised.
Amen.
The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is likened unto the Lord, our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in earth? He praises, he raises up the poor out of the dust, and lifts the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people.
Mm-hmm.
He maketh the barren woman to keep house.
Yes.
And to be joyful mother of children.
Mm-hmm.
Praise ye the Lord.
Praise ye the Lord. This morning I want to say this.
I'm going to praise him. Praise him till I'm gone.
When the praises go up,
the blessings come down. When the praises go up, the blessings come down. It seems like blessings keep falling in my lap. It seems like blessings keep falling in my lap. I don't make songs for free, I make them for freedom. Don't believe in kings, believe in the kingdom. Chisel me into stone, prayer whistle me into song air. Dying laughing with Krillin, saying something about blonde hair. Jesus, black life ain't matter. I know I talked to his daddy. Say you the man of the house now, look out for your family. He has ordered my steps, gave me a sword with a crest, and gave Donnie a trumpet in case I get shortness of breath. Don't be mad.
I'm gone. Praise him till I'm gone.
When the praises go up, good God, the blessings come down.
Good God.
When the praises go up,
oh,
me unto death. God, I will give you a crown of life. He did not say, you understand, be thou faithful until death. And I don't know the reason why, but for some reason we falsely use that verse. And for some reason we somehow misquote that valuable verse in our Bible. My God, because it does not say, be thou faithful until death. My God, but rather it says, be thou faithful unto death. And there is a difference in the word until and the word unto. Oh, Lord. And that word until means to the point. But the word unto means beyond the point. Oh, Lord, and until means it's limited. But unto means it's beyond all bounds and beyond all limits. Oh, Lord, and if I think about this church and how Dr. Franklin bought this church from a mighty long way. Oh, Lord, yeah, ever this show, that there were too many until members instead of unto members. Oh, Lord, and Reverend Franklin, I'm with you until I disagree with you. Oh, Lord, and Dr. Franklin, I'm with you until...
Thank you. should stay.
Yeah, 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 train.
Better
you get to where you're going in a hurry.
Hurry up.
Hurry, hurry, hurry. Now it's coming.
Better you go.
It has become the theme song. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. Though I join hands so often with students and others behind jail bars singing it, we shall overcome. Sometimes we've had tears in our eyes when we joined together to sing it, but we still decided to sing it. We shall overcome. No, before this victory is won, some will have to get thrown in jail some more, but we shall overcome. Don't worry about us. Before the victory is won, some of us will lose jobs, but we shall overcome. Before the victory is won, even some will have to face physical death. But if physical death is the price that some must pay to free their children from a permanent psychological death, then nothing shall be more redemptive. We shall overcome. Before the victory is won, some will be misunderstood and called bad names and dismissed as rabble-rousers and agitators. But we shall overcome. And I'll tell you why. We shall overcome because the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice. We shall overcome because Carlyle is right. No lie can live forever. We shall overcome because William Cullen Bryant is right. Truth crushed to earth will rise again. We shall overcome because James Russell Lowell is right. Truth forever on the scaffold, wrong forever on the throne. Yet that scaffold...
This is Dr. King. This morning we're talking about the truth. What happened down to me? Not talking to you. Just being... That has spent $6 trillion in 20 years. Where is the money? Now, here's blocks of the company that didn't even get caught. Here's the big picture there. You've got no infrastructure. Trump made the decision to clean out these poor and cheap people. And that's what's going on. So what I'm saying to you this morning, where we go from here, we have to go with truth and the power of the Almighty God, the God of the wind, out of the universe, the God to set things right. Because some of you have turned your back on God. You said again, you turned your back on the divine will of God. And but the same God, of the wind and the water, the same God. If you turn your back against God, how can you get God to help you when you will not obey? God. He said, man and woman, you should be fruitful and multiply. How can you be fruitful and multiply when you're doing something different from what the world says? That's what I'm saying to you this morning. This Sunday morning, I want a couple of testimonies. I see a few testimonies coming. Sister Hawking in Detroit, I got a testimony from Sister Hawking. Tell me how many angels she got. I hope she still know that she put her angels to work. We got Sister Pearl, and Pearl can give us the information also. Thank you, Cash Bill. And somebody jumped off the line when I told them. Pearl jumped off the line. Let me see. Okay. Mary Hawking. Mary, God bless you this morning. Since then, she said, one of the first Sunday, last Sunday in the morning, and I'd like to testimony from you. How many angels that you got together? I'm praying for the people that call me from New Orleans, those that call me from Mississippi and Alabama. Right now, we got Sister Hawking. Sister Mary Hawking, how are you doing today? We got you on the thing. You have something to say? You can say it. We can talk. We can talk and say it. Go ahead on. I just can't hear you. I'm afraid when my phone is cut down something. But we will continue to go back to her. Pearl William was on the line. Her phone dropped too. Now what happened to her phone? Sometimes you get a bad reception, a storm in some places, and you don't get the right reception, and then you get it. But I want to say to you, if you move in faith, Psalms 119, Psalms 121, Psalms 37, for nothing I say you do, get ready for a new day. Get ready for God to carry you into a new way where things can work for you. And I just want to let you know that God will keep you, man, woman, with prayer. Now, what I'm saying to you this morning is some new doors going to be opened up. Only those that are anointed and will understand what God is saying. Only those that are have really made their mind up, they're going to serve God. Because you got so many people, they say one thing and they do something else. But what I'm saying to you this morning, the world, around the world, God is ready to bless and sanctify you. If you just be the woman that you're supposed to be, you be the man you're supposed to be, and God will carry you to another level. And when God carry you to another level, he's going to break the yoke for you.
and he's going to open up the door for you. He's going to do it quick, fast, and in a hurry. And once God do that, he's going to carry you to another level where you'll be blessed, sanctified, and in a good way. I want to thank God for doing that quick, fast, and in a hurry. And as you ask God to bless you, I want to thank you, Mother Egypt. I come on the line this morning, and my Mother Moon, I want a happy birthday to her. And, you know, God placed people in different places for different things. When God placed you in those different venues, he wants you to say something. He wants you to give your experience. You know, I was talking to some Native American up in South Dakota. They were saying it was so bad up there with the snow, they weren't able to get out to do what they need to do. But in some places in Michigan, they're having powwows. In northern Michigan or somewhere, they're doing something with Native American. And you need to find out what's going on with that. But God is able to deliver, and God is able to bring you to everlasting. Thank God is able to do it. When you ask God to do it, some of you wonder why things happen to you. It's because you ain't got a commitment with God, not man, with God, a personal commitment that God wants you to do something, you won't do it. And you get caught up in what your husband said, what your wife said, what your children said. And you lose what God said. That the Hebrew boy, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, we're not going to bow. And you have to have that same ability that you're not going to bow, that you're going to stay focused and let God do something special for you. Because you can't let you can't bow. You have to let God work out what he's going to work for you. He's going to work it out. And once you work it out, things going to open up for you. That's what God's going to do. Whatever you need, God got what you need. God got what you want. And all that you need, God's going to give it to you quick, fast, and hurry. When you ask God for deliverance, he's going to give it to you. I just feel that this time now is the greatest time in your life for God to take you to the next level in the world and in what you're trying to do with God and what God's saying to you and what God is trying to create in you. So, no, one of the things is you have to stay focused for God to really do something for you and for him to open up some doors for you and for man to understand that God is God 24/7 and God going to always keep a door open up for you. He's going to keep something going for you quick, fast, and in a hurry. So that's what God going to do. Now, after God gets you at a certain level, you're able to help somebody else. You're able to touch somebody else. And if you're able to touch somebody else, you're able to go about your healing and your deliverance. And some of the reason you don't get what you get, you want God when you need him. When you don't need him, you don't ask for nothing. So you got to be with God 24/7. You got to pray and ask God to guide you. You and ask God, what do you want you to do? Where you want you to go? But some of you right now have failed the test. The healing that you need, the deliverance that you need, God can do it for you. But the wages of sin is death, to give to God eternal life. Some of you have not changed. I've seen one woman say, well, I got to do what my husband said. Okay, she did what her husband said 2 years ago. Gone. She lost. She put trust in man. You got to put trust in God. My wife told me to quit my job because I ain't getting no cash. Wife did. He lost. You got to put your trust in God, not man. Okay? And some of you say, well, this gonna last. It's not going to last. Nothing's going to last but God. And that's what's wrong with our churches. Our pastors get the money, and there ain't nobody asking how can they help the other people. They do that Sunday service once a month, once a week, and gone to next week. And you left without any food, without any gas or anything to eat. And you say, well, the government's going to take it. It ain't the government responsibility. It's a responsibility of the citizens. Those that in with God, that's their responsibility. And that would need to happen, and it ain't happened. So what I'm saying to you, be ready for God to bless and open up a door for you, and it could be a blessing right now that God's going to do quick, fast, and in a hurry for you. Now, you might ask, this is the last Sunday in the month, what I should be doing? You should be asking, what do I need to do to make life better for lots of other people? What I need to do to make life better for a lot of people that really need a touch from God? And once that happens, God is going to make things work. And he's going to make it work for you. Mary Hawkins, I don't know what happened to the phone cut out. Pearl, I thought I had Pearl on there too. Pearl had a testimony. Sometimes it's good to let people know what your testimony is. Or you might know that you're moving to another level. We've been talking about how blacks is really suffering in America. And other people come here with no money. In America, the government give them money, give them food stamps, give them somewhere to stay, and send them to school. And our people been here all their life, and we're getting no help. That's what we're talking about. Because the black man made all of us come forward. So that's what happened when we deal with the black community. We made Cotton King right there in Mississippi. We made Sugar Cane King right in Louisiana. Go to Virginia, we made Tobacco King. People got rich off of the back of slaves. And the slaves had not, our ancestors had not got a dime yet. They have not even spilled over to the ancestors. The ancestors did it, but the government is still not doing what it ought to do to bring us up to equal. We're not equal. You might say, yeah, we're equal. No, we're not equal. You look at the many years that we was in poverty, the many years that we couldn't get jobs because of our color of our skin, the many years that we would put it in the back of the church, and Richard Allen went and started the ME church because they didn't want you in the church. The same is the skin color. Because of your skin black, a lot of people have rejected you, and then because some blacks have been brainwashed the same way, they don't want you because they think they better. So the white folks is already ahead of, you take the white family making $30,000. Take the black family making $30,000. That white family going to do more with its $30,000 than the blacks got with it, because blacks have a problem. When you go get the insurance, they're going to charge you more, red line. When you go get a house, they're going to charge you more. So we're in a racist type of system. And my whole thing, Marcus Garvey, we need to leave. And I don't think it's too late. I don't want to integrate with them people. Y'all want to integrate. I feel that I need to be separate but equal. If you got a town on the south side of the street, I got a town on the west side of the street. I just don't believe in integration. Integration has not worked. Let me say it again. Integration has not worked in America. People still racist. People still. Integration has not worked in this country. It have divided the black community, the killing, the murder going on because it don't work. Justice is for some, not for all. So I know integration don't work. I don't care what nobody said. Integration never worked for the black race. And it's still not working right now. So what I'm saying to you, that we might need to find our own country. We need to take a part. And Margaret Garvey said it. You give us the land. And Elijah said it. So we have to be independent because racism is not going away. It's worse and worse. Trump pulling out of the playbook of Hitler, which is murder, killing, skinhead, all of that going on. You can't put that together. But man don't want you in his house, you don't want to be in his house. Okay, let him have the house. When the house burned down, don't you go put it out. See, what we've been doing, putting his house out. Let his house fail. And that's what got to happen. And this is some of the stuff that blacks have to wake up to say. Integration ain't working. Because you side by side with a white boy. He got $100,000. You got $50,000. He got $200,000 that he can stole and rob from your ancestors. You do good if you got $500 right now. So the economic situation have been got us all messed up right now. The economic situation got us all messed up. And there's been some of the things that happening with that, the economic situation. Now what we're doing with it now. I'm gonna go to let's see, Dr. Kristen. God bless you, Dr. Kristen. Is you on, Dr. Kristen?
I am. God bless you, Bishop.
God bless you. Mm-hmm. I'm glad to have you on today. And, you know, this is the last Sunday in the month. And we've been talking about the harvest, healing harvest. And I've just been talking about, I had Dr. Millie Fuller on last night. And he was talking about how the economic, how we so divided economically. And there's no way for the black man to catch up with the money that it pays. And then when it's time for us to get it, they bring new people in. There's no way those people in Afghanistan can't come to America when they ain't took care of us. You know what I'm saying? What you going to give other people our money? You know, then you got the homosexuals. They got more rights than black folks. The homosexuals. All of this is part of we need to separate. Let the homosexuals go their way. Let the racists go their way. And blacks need to come together and get the black town. And I'm going to advocate that because I'm tired of fighting racism when you know that they are not trying to make it better and make it worse. You got black people in prison, they ain't going to get out. You got white folks, they let out. You know, you got a government. You got the Republicans and Democrats. They all is making money for themselves. You got Ron Manuel. He want to run the ambassador because he what he did, it took a whole year to find out the man got shot 16 times. He wouldn't release the tape, but he's good enough. The black talk with him need to go sit down because they are all for money. See, blacks are sold, blacks out, so. And this is part of the things that are going on. And the church have did the same thing. Those pastors have sold the members out for 30 pieces of silver. So we're in a situation where we have to get up on our own. We have to get up and make it work for us. And people that don't want it make it work, let them stay in the bed with the devil. Because I already see that this racial thing ain't work, this integration thing ain't gonna work, it ain't gonna never work, because you got too many people hating, and too many people just trust it. The only way to break it up, you get your own. And once you get your own, that happens. Okay, Dr. Christian, you're on.
God bless you this morning. Giving honor to God who is the head of my life, Bishop, and all the dignitaries that's on the line today. We thank you this morning. We lift you up. Before I give the word, I'm going to have a little prayer, then I'm going to have a little song. Father God, we thank you this morning. We thank you for allowing us to wake up this morning with breath in our body, same man and ape body. I thank you this morning for allowing your anointing to flow through me as I speak these words through the universe, Lord, that every heart and every mind and every soul and every spirit shall be touched, that change shall come, that breakthrough shall happen. In the mighty name of the Holy Yeshua, I bless you this morning. My little song, I'm going to theme a little song, and then I'm going to give the word.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. It won't work. No, 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 it won't work.
God bless you this morning. That's how I feel in my spirit this week. Somebody going to need those words throughout this week, the Lord said. That's why he allowed me to sing this song, No Weapon. And God said whatever he said he going to do, he going to do it. He going to work it through. He going to come through for you. This week, whatever that you going to go through, the Lord said, he, no weapon will work and form against you this week, whoever that I'm speaking to today. My word come from Luke chapter 18, verse 1 through 7, 1 through 8. And it says, St. Luke chapter 18 says, and he spoke a parable unto them, and to this end, that man ought to always pray and not faint, saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of my adversary. And he would not for a while. But afterwards he said within him, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubled me, I will avenge her, lest by her continuous coming she wearied me. And the Lord said unto her, and the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said. And said, and shall not God avenge his own elect with cries day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on earth? I have now read to you Saint Luke chapter 18, verse 1 through 8. May God add a blessing to his word. The Lord led me to this word last week. And before I go into it, I just want to break it down to you what a parable means, because sometimes people don't understand what a parable means. You know, the old folks used to say a parable. You know, when I was growing up, my grandma would say a parable. But a parable means a short story, whether fiction or truth, illustrating a moral attitude or a religious principle. And Jesus gave this parable, and Luke witnessed it, because, you know, we don't know whether this woman was actually a story or a fact that Jesus was letting his disciples know. And I just believe during the time that he presented these words, some of his disciples either lost faith or was losing faith. Some of them walked away because these were trying times. They were bringing a new word to man. They were getting out of the old doctrine, the old way, and they were preaching something new. And sometimes
when you go through these things, when you go through something new, when you go through an opportunity and go through changes, change is always a hard acceptance in most of our lives because we done got accustomed. We done got used to walking a different, walking the same way throughout our whole lives. But when this word came, at least if I hear a lot of noise, I don't know what that is. But when this word came, because Jesus seen that some of his people was going through some shortcomings, some of his people was lacking faith, some of his people was beginning to give up, because that's the only results that I could see out of this widow going to an unjust man. You see, that judge that was sitting on the throne shouldn't have been a judge, first of all, because he didn't know how to judge fairly. He didn't know how to rule in the right way. And Jesus was letting you know through these words of this woman repeating the story, telling it to his disciples, that you can't give up. And I know sometimes we say, you know, put it out there in the universe and God will catch it. Yeah, sometimes that works. And sometimes we got to switch up the way of what we're doing, because sometimes it's not for God, it's for us. When we keep going over something, when we keep repeating something, when we keep praying something, when we keep asking God for something, that's encouraging us to not let our faith go. Because when you're going through some things, when you're going through some changes, when you're going through trials and tribulations in your life, when you're around a lot of negative spirits and a lot of negative energies and a lot of negative forces, sometimes you're ready to give up. Sometimes you're ready to walk away because the challenge is too hard. The challenge take too much time. The challenge take too much effort. Sometimes you, and then the person that you're talking to, the person that you're going through, is rebuking everything that you're saying. But guess what? When you keep going, there's a seed being planted. Not only you, but in that individual, because that widow kept going. She said, they done did something to me, and I won't pay it. Like some of these black folks, when things have happened to us, some of us just give up and say, oh, well, we ain't going to try no more because they done denied us. We ain't going to keep being encouraged because nobody wants to listen. We're going to let this go because ain't nothing happened, because I done went to God about it, because this is what Jesus was trying to tell us. Sometimes things don't happen overnight when you begin to pray. Sometimes it takes a little time to see results. And this woman, she didn't stop going to the judge until she got results. She kept worrying him. She worried him down. She didn't stop. She didn't cease. She didn't give up, because somewhere in her spirit, there was a seed planted in her. I've got to make some changes. This change has to happen. A hurt came to me. I got to be free from it. I got to be released. So I'm going to keep on going to this judge. I don't care what he say. I don't care if he don't like women. I don't care if he don't listen to men. I don't care if he fear God. I don't care he don't fear God. But I'm going to keep on going. But that's how the Jesus want us to do. That's what Jesus was trying to tell his disciples in the midst of all the trouble and heartache and pain, in the midst of the change, in the midst of the shortcomings, in the midst of the doubts and fears. He was trying to tell them, keep on praying. Don't give up on God. God hasn't given up on you. Don't give up. Keep moving forward. Keep petitioning. Keep praying. Keep walking. Keep speaking the word, because somebody going to change their man. Some seed has been planted where change is going to happen. Something different going to cut loose. See, the judge, when the woman kept coming, he couldn't understand it. And when you keep coming sometimes, they don't understand how you got the fortitude. They don't understand how you keep staying strong. Why you keep coming? I done told you no. I done told you it ain't gonna happen. I done told you, but you still keep coming. And that man, that judge began to say, well, he began to doubt himself. He began to doubt his thoughts and his actions. That's what happens when you keep coming, when you don't give up. That put some doubt out there, and somebody looking at that situation, and they begin to change how they feel about you. They begin to change what you do. That judge began to change, and he began to bend. He said, okay, this woman that kept coming to me, this woman ain't gave up. I'm so tired of hearing her today. I'm going to grant her desire. I'm going to give her justice today. And I just want you to know today, whatever it is, if you sick, don't give up with what the doctor say. I got testimony for that one. If you sick and the doctor said it, you might as well give up. Hey, glory to God. You keep on praying to God. You keep on asking the Lord. You keep on going for it. Don't give up on your life because the doctor said it. If you go into a job and you keep filling out applications, oh, glory to God, keep on filling them out. Because somebody going to look and say, that's the one. That's who we need. Don't give up. If you keep going to bank asking for a loan for your business, don't give up. Don't let it go because somebody going to say yes. If you keep on telling your children, y'all going to stop doing this. Don't stop praying because you're going to see change come. If you on that drug and you done been to rehab over and over and over again, don't give up. God said, don't give up because one day you're going to say no more. Hallelujah. I want to change. I want God to fix me. I want the healing to come. I want the breakthrough to come. I want my husband to change. I'm going to pray, Lord, and I'm going to pray. Keep praying. Keep asking God. Because one day that light going to shine through. One day that breakthrough going to come. One day that change going to come. One day that healing going to come. One day you're going to be in the midst of the storm and God going to bring you out. Yeah, that storm keep rolling and rolling and rolling and keep coming and coming. And then it don't come no more. Because you know, because God said this is the time. This is the time for your breakthrough. This is the time for your overflow. This is the time for your healing. This is the time for you to get off drugs. This is the time for you to change. This is the time for your job. This is the time for your home. This is the time for your children to be delivered. Glory to God. This is your time because I'm going to answer your prayer because you done came to me over and over again. Oh, glory to God. This is your season, like Bishop said. This is your season to receive your breakthrough. This is your season to receive your healing. This is your season to receive your husband, whatever that you've been praying and asking God for. This is your time. Don't give up. Hold on in there. Don't give up. Don't lose the faith. Don't lose your confidence in God. Just like the widow kept going. Oh, sometimes you fall. Sometimes you're ready to give up. Sometimes you get tired. I'm quite sure the widow got tired along the way. But when she sat down and she realized that she was stronger than the denial, stronger than the rejection, because even in depression, even in your depression, you ready to give up. Even in your doubts and fears, you ready to give up. Oh, but when you get down sitting down, when you get done feeling pity and sorry for yourself, God will give you the strength to get back up. If you've been homeless, he'll give you the strength to get back up. If you've been sick, he'll give you the strength to get up and fight. I ain't ready to die. I'm not ready to give up. I'm not ready to let this fight lose this war, this battle. I'm ready to keep on fighting. Let me sit back and get my strength renewed. That's God coming in saying, okay, I heard her. And I'm going to strengthen her a little bit more. I'm going to soften this heart up a little bit more so she can get this victory. Because she done woke me out too. I done heard her over and over again. I heard it the first time, but she kept coming to me, and now it's time for her to be free. Now it's time for her to get a victory. Somebody need to shout today. Because your victory.
You know, nobody is going to give us this information. They have us standing around sometimes and pointing at the brothers and saying, yeah, that's them over there. They ain't no good. They doing this and that and the other, and it's all negative. And they have us thinking that the black man is going to die and we're going to live on. But that's not how it's going to go. There is still one monolith in the black community, and that's that it still takes a man and a woman to make a baby. So if the black man dies, we all die. And I don't want to die. I want to live. I want my children and my grandchildren and whatever else is coming after Sarah's God, I want that to live. But we are not on the path of life. We're on the path of destruction. You know, learning how to get along has to be taught by force. Slavery was taught by force. We didn't volunteer for that. They made us do that. They forced us to do that. And that's how we're going to have to learn how to reunify. It's going to have to be done by force. We kind of have to make ourselves try to deal with each other.
What it used to be, there's so much hatred.